Now, my first guest is Jenny Graham Scott, PhD, Dr. Scott, who's going to be talking with us a little bit about the writing industry, giving us some tips on how to get our message out there as writers, whether you are a new writer or a seasoned writer. Dr. Scott has some wonderful tips for us. Jenny, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Good. I'm good, and thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it. So tell everyone what Changemakers is, because that's the name of your organization. Changemakers, which is in the Bay Area, what is it?
Well, Changemakers does two things. One is it does writing and publishing, and then the other thing is it does films. And I think we're going to focus about the writing and publishing today. And we also are affiliated with a company, Publishers, Agents, and Films, which helps writers and screenplay writers get their books published by publishers and agents and by filmmakers, and also if they need help with self-publishing. So there are a number of different directions that writers go today between finding mainstream publishers and getting published themselves.
Okay. Okay. So, and how long have you been doing that?
Oh, about 30 years. And I've published about 50 books on different subjects, and then I've published about 30 books of my own under publishing, Changemakers Publishing. And so some of the books, I've used this whole system that Publishers, Agents, and Films does of sending out queries to publishers. And so they're mainstream publishers from Simon & Schuster, Random House, Wiley, you know, you name it, and I've work with them.
Okay. And so you deal with a lot of writers, a lot of agents in this program. What type of writers, what do writers need to do if they want to be successful as far as approaching publishers and agents?
Well, the publishing industry has changed a lot in the last 5 or 10 years. At one time, writers used to go to publishers, and they would help break the writer and do all the publicity for them. Currently, there's a big emphasis on platforms and having a way of standing out above the competition. So if you're not already a household name, you have to develop that. So if you're going to a mainstream publisher, what you need to do is create, you know, this buzz around who you are. Doing a radio show like you do is kind of one step in the process. Social media, doing speaking, all the kinds of things that build up following and get you recognition is an important thing for most writers today. Now, it's different if you're a novelist or you're doing a memoir. But for if you're doing nonfiction, you've got to establish this credentials and the platform.
Okay, so when you're, because the writing industry has changed, I'd say, within the last decade or so, we have a lot of agents and authors that come on the show and they talk about, unless you are a name, it is really, really, really difficult to to get a publishing deal. I mean, the days of, you know, getting $1 million in advance are pretty much over, unless you're maybe a Lindsay Lohan or something like that. Would you say that's pretty accurate?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what they used to call the mid-list author, and they used to have advances of around maybe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for the mid-list author. And these were the people who were doing the kind of the everyday routine books about how do you do this, self-help books, you know, books on trends in society, that kind of thing. Well, those sorts of things, I mean, unless you really break through like a Malcolm Gladwell, who's well known, you know, you're not going to get those kind of deals. And the typical deals have gone down now for the average writer. They're gone down to maybe half of what they used to be. And some of the smaller publishers, which are more accessible, have either no advances or maybe $1,000, $2,000 advances to get you started. And so, you know, you just have to be willing to kind of build on it and figure it's a 2 or 3 year process. One of the ways that some people do to build a platform is they will self-publish a book, and then they will use that to get speaking engagements, to get publicity, and then they start creating that platform from that, and then they can go for another deal. Now, it's not possible normally to get a self-published book and then you try to resell it to a mainstream publisher, because that's usually the kiss of death, unless you can have a huge track record and it's a general interest book. But otherwise, you know, my recommendation, and we can help people do that. We help them, you know, format their book, get it published and out there, and help them do the PR for it. So what you would do is then maybe have a more expanded version of the book, or a different version, or a sequel, or something else. You just need to call it something different, unless you have a large track record already, and then you sell that new book based on the platform you created.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that I was slightly ahead of my time in terms of publishing. Because my first book, actually all three of my books are self-published, because first book, every agent publisher told me that nobody was going to be interested, there's no market for small business, doing business in small business. It just, you know, wasn't done. And at the time, you know, doing a self-published book was sort of, you know, the industry's way of saying you couldn't make it as a real writer or you're not a real writer. Do you think that's still the case?
Well, I mean, to some extent. I mean, it depends, because if you look at the number of self-published books, there are maybe a million or so each year now. And, I mean, it's just huge. And the average self-published book sells about 150 copies. And what makes it stand out is you've got to do publicity around it. You've got to start using that to create a platform where you start speaking, people buy your books, because and you start getting known, and then that changes. There were some books in the beginning of this, the Kindle and the ebook revolution, Amanda Hocking is one of the classic success stories, where she had a novel for 99 cents and it suddenly blew up. And you know, now and then you hear of these things that catch on, but you have to look at the main picture for most writers is going to be that, you know, it's going to be a great thing to get your book out there and you can use it, but as a self-published book, you know, you're looking at, you might get a 70% royalty. But it's a 70% royalty of 150 copies versus if you get a mainstream publisher and they have this whole distribution network and you've got the credibility behind you, you know, maybe you're only getting, you know, 10% to 15% royalty based on, you know, the net. But just, you know, it works out much better and you have more credibility.
Yeah, and I can tell you, every author and agent and publisher that I've had on the show or that I've interviewed for the magazine, you know, they always say the same thing, and I'm a firm believer in this, that, you know, the money really isn't in the royalties. It's really in the speaking engagements. That's where most writers actually make their money. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. Plus, for writers who are working as consultants or have other sources of income where the book helps to open doors. Now, for example, somebody in the real estate who might want to stand out, and this is one where we can help people in terms of self-publishing and getting their books out there very quickly. They basically can use it as a promotional vehicle, so they give it to potential clients. And so then it helps them, you know, sell a real estate project for that client, and then, you know, you're looking at, you know, $10,000, $15,000 in a commission. So that's one of the ways in which you can look to use the book for whatever market you have. And in terms of mainstream publishers, you know, maybe start with a smaller publisher because, I mean, some of them are really, you know, out there. They can do some additional setting it up. They can do some marketing for you. You still need to do a lot of the publicity yourself. But this is one of the ways in which a company like Publishers and Agents Films can help people, because to get to some of the big companies, you know, you need to have an agent or you need to have all the you know, already in place. But some of the smaller publishers, you don't need that same kind of developed platform. And you know, it's great to meet people at conferences, but also by doing these mailings that we do, where we send out a blast to about 300 publishers or 300 agents, and they're targeted based on the keywords, based on the type of project it is. And I just sold 12 of my books most recently by doing these blasts for about 6 months. And then I had some clients somebody in Australia has this very unlikely science and spirituality book, and he has like 1,000 pages. I mean, it was just sort of, you know, a very unlikely kind of thing. And so he got a deal with a smaller publisher. And so I think people have to be realistic in terms of what's likely for their book based on where they are and the likelihood of the type of book they're doing. some of these self-help business, popular business books. It's a very saturated market, and so you have to have the credentials and the platform, but it doesn't stop you from doing it yourself and then starting to build that platform.
Yeah, absolutely. So, because we only have a few minutes left, give us some last-minute tips. If you are a new writer and you, you know what, I want to go a different way. If you're a new writer, what are some top mistakes that writers make when they're approaching publishers and agents?
What are some what? Mistakes?
What are some mistakes? Yeah, what are some of the mistakes?
Well, I think some people are really overly concerned about copyright issues, and because publishers want you to be out there promoting your book, it's not likely that people are going to steal your book. And also, I mean, there are so many books out there that that's unlikely, but I know a lot of times people are nervous about that, so I wouldn't do that. Another thing is being unprepared. For example, you've written your manuscript in a nonfiction book. You also need a proposal in front of it. You need about a 15-page proposal in front of the book, which lays out an overview, chapter by chapter outline, some of what you're going to do for publicity, what you've done in the past, your bio, plans for the book, when it's going to be completed, and you also need a search of the market. And a lot of times writers don't do that. They've written something and they haven't really researched the market, and then you look at the market and you discover that there's similar books out there. So you need to do this research, and that's one of the things we help people with, so they don't have a proposal. Now, if you're a novelist, what you would need is you usually have a synopsis, and that's usually one or two pages. And one of the mistakes people make is sometimes they're too long, or they're too vague, or too general, or in the query letters that they send out, there's too much hype about, you know, this is a breakthrough book, and this is going to be great, and this is, you know, but what they really want to know is specifically, you know, plot details. They want to know how it ends, you know, all those kinds of things. So there's certain things that editors and agents are looking for, and agents are looking for the same things that publishers are, because they're going to be basically turning this over. Another thing not to expect is that the editors don't really edit anymore. They basically acquire something that's almost ready to go, and so it's really important to, you know, have it professionally done, have it professionally edited, and, you know, not have a lot of changes that are going to be made in the book itself. You know, what you do is you also have a couple of chapters, and then you write the whole thing if it's nonfiction. So you don't need to write the whole book, but what you send has to be really, really good so that they can look at it, they can see how it's going to look, they're going to look at your style, and that sort of thing.
Okay. Unfortunately, we are at a time. Would you tell everybody where they can reach you?
Yes, you can. Publishersagentsandfilms.com is the website. They can also, the other one for writing is changemakerspublishingandwriting.com, and they can. I'm based in Lafayette, California, and they can call me at 925-385-0608.
All right, Dr. Scott, thank you so much for being on. Will you come back and talk to us again?
Okay, enjoy that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, and we will be right back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
If you're thinking of starting